In Washington, D.C. this afternoon, the Senate Indian Affairs Committee heard pleas for better treatment of crime victims in Native communities. Jared Godfrey, chairman of Alaska's Violent Crime Compensation Board, cited a few of the state's grim statistics.
In Bethel, the surrounding villages, there is on average one rape or child sexual abuse case reported every other day.
Godfrey says a victim in a village might be flown to a hospital, sometimes as far as Anchorage, for evidence collection with no advocate. Worse, Godfrey says, often there's no investigation, and family members tell young victims to keep quiet.
If they don't feel that what happened to them is serious and it was very bad and somebody cares, our opportunity to restore them emotionally, spiritually, and mentally probably passes. But beyond that, they also are more likely to perpetuate that as they grow older.
Godfrey spent part of his childhood in Bethel when his father worked as a state trooper there. He says he recalls third and fourth grade friends casually discussing abuse in which kids had been victimized. His testimony and the stories told from other states stunned Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a North Dakota Democrat.
Who could sit in this room and not be horrified? One out of almost every three children between the ages of 11 and 13 in middle school tested positive for a sexually transmitted disease on Fort Peck. In what world aren't we are horrified? Your testimony, Mr. Godfrey, I'm horrified. I'm horrified by all of this.
Heitkamp and Senator Lisa Murkowski pushed a bill through the Senate last week to establish a national commission on Native children. It is awaiting action in the House. Godfrey says the single biggest help would be money for sexual assault response teams. As he sees it, they'd fly to a community right after a report to both help the victim and start the investigation. He also advocates for abuse prevention education in schools, an idea the Alaska legislature is wrestling with. Murkowski says leaving the decision to each school district isn't a solution.
Some of our small communities where our school boards are making these decisions, it may be that some of those school board members are part of our problem and they don't want to see these things, the prevention education included in the schools.
Murkowski says hearings like this one occur every few years in the committee, and she cautioned against going numb to the statistics.